Welcome to the English Business Insider podcast, where we explore all things related to the exciting world of business conducted in the English language. In Amazon-related developments, investors are seemingly supportive of the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, and the ongoing antitrust case against Amazon's online marketplace, mirroring sentiments of Lina Khan. Compounding this, both the U.S. government and 17 state attorneys general have joined the FTC in accusing the tech giant of alleged monopolistic practices and anti-competitive behavior in the e-commerce industry. The FTC is evidently prepared for action, adding to the escalating pressure on Amazon. Simultaneously, Amazon UAE has recently launched the Transcend Campus Innovation Challenge, a novel initiative designed to inspire young individuals to innovate and master the resolution of authentic business challenges within the retail and logistics sectors. In internal company developments, Amazon's office return policy will not be an immediate transition. With insights from a senior executive, the complete implementation of the return to office plan for employees could span up to 3 years. To summarize, the tech giant, Amazon, is navigating through a tumultuous legal dispute with the FTC, the U.S. government, and 17 states persistently driving legal action. The accusations levied are of monopolistic practices, exploitation of economic dominance, and anti-competitive operations in the e-commerce sector. In recent Binance news, the company has made several significant moves. To address compliance concerns, Binance has decided to sell its Russian business to a fresh exchange named COMEX, indicating its dedication to navigate Russia's intricate regulatory landscape. Alongside this, Binance has received an extension from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, to respond to court orders in the ongoing lawsuit, providing them more time to deal with the allegations and present their defense. Moreover, amid market challenges, Binance has been losing market share to its rivals in the competitive cryptocurrency exchange industry. This intensifying competition, owing to the entry of new exchanges and existing players, necessitates Binance to develop strategies to retain its robust position. Keep following for more updates on Binance's situation, the ongoing developments, and other cryptocurrency news. The future of Donald Trump's business empire, the Trump Organization, is in jeopardy following a ruling by a New York state judge. The judge ordered the dissolution of the organization's business license, ruling that it was based on fraudulent practices. Trump was found guilty of fraud relating to property valuations and loans, significantly threatening the stability of his entire business empire. The dissolution of the business license puts Trump's real estate holdings and other ventures in the state at risk of collapse. Now, the Trump Organization is grappling with understanding the implications and potential impacts of this ruling. As of yet, it is unclear how this decision will shape the future of Trump's empire, but the organization is cautiously navigating through this unprecedented legal judgment against the former president in New York. In our latest update on China's Evergrande chairman, Hui Ka-yen, it has been reported that the billionaire boss is now under police surveillance. This development comes in the wake of Evergrande's missed bond payment, intensifying doubts around the future of the world's most indebted property developer. Hui Ka-yen, a leading figure in the Chinese real estate industry, finds himself under police control in light of his firm's financial disaster. Evergrande's financial difficulties, marked by a colossal debt burden, have ignited broad concern. There's fear of the potential ripple effects on the Chinese economy, driven by the company's struggle with a liquidity crisis over recent months. Evergrande, noted for its ambitious real estate endeavors, has consistently been unable to meet its financial obligations, including bond payments. This has sent shockwaves throughout the market, instigating uncertainty about the future of its projects and investments and causing distress amongst investors and creditors. The imposition of police surveillance on Hui Ka-yen adds a layer of scrutiny to an already complex situation. The potential impact of this development on the crisis at Evergrande remains to be seen, but it unquestionably underlines the severity of the situation. In conclusion, Hui Ka-yen, the chairman of China Evergrande Group, finds himself under heightened scrutiny, as he is now under police surveillance following the company's missed bond payment. This development exacerbates concerns about the future of the heavily indebted property developer and raises questions about the potential ramifications for the Chinese real estate market. In recent Volkswagen news, the public prosecutor's office in Braunschweig has ordered a search at Volkswagen's Wolfsburg offices in relation to an ongoing investigation into allegations of overly generous compensation packages given to members of the Works Council, an important body within Volkswagen responsible for representing the interests of employees and influencing company decisions. The search is a significant move by the German authorities to verify these claims and flag potential issues in fairness and transparency of the compensation system. This probe, which targets overpayments made to council members, is commencing at a struggling period for Volkswagen as they aim to rebuild public trust after the 2015 emissions scandal. The car manufacturer has been attempting to recover its reputation while ensuring it meets legal and ethical standards. We'll keep you updated with any new developments in this investigation and bring you more automotive industry news as events unfold. Thank you for joining us today to explore the world of business in English, where we aim to provide valuable insights and discussions that empower and inspire you on your entrepreneurial journey.